It's time for our family time as we open ourselves up to the scripture lesson for this day, a text that is taken from the ancient Hebrew prophet Elijah. Have you ever entered a contest? What contest was it? You know, my grandson lives with me, and we have entered into all kinds of contests. Some of his favorites are Uno, draw four, Papaw, or outside playing basketball, he makes me spell horse every time. And then, back before all this calamity and inside stuff was happening, the racing of the Pinewood Derby contest. Oh yes, I've got to have a fast car this year, Papaw. All kinds of contests, all types. Our lesson today is a contest in which we find the prophets of God, the living God, against the prophets of the world. In particular, the name was Baal. Why did Elijah have such a contest? Well, he was calling forth the people to one allegiance. God told the people, it's time for a challenge. Let's see who has the real resources. And he bade them to come and build an altar, and the living God would altar to the living God, and they would see who could light it up the first. You can guess who won. The living God. Yes, it's time in which we give thanks for God's might and strength and power, winning the victory for us. The people, when they saw the victory in Elijah's day, they bowed down and said, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." So, when it comes to choosing which God we should serve, there's really no contest. We choose the living God, the living Lord Jesus Christ, who walked this earth in the flesh. Join with me as we pray. Lord God, help us to see, as Elijah demonstrated, that you are the one true God. May we always serve you and follow your commands. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.